This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin. Active ingredient, S, sitagliptin, as phosphate/metformin, as hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin? Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin contains two active ingredients, sitagliptin and metformin. Sitagliptin is a member of a class of medicines you take by mouth called DPP-4 inhibitors, dipeptidyl peptidase-4 inhibitors and metformin, which belongs to a class of medicines called biguanides. Sitagliptin and metformin work together to control blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin is used to lower blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus along with diet and exercise. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin can be used alone or in combination with certain other medicines that lower blood sugar along with a recommended diet and exercise program. What should I know before I take sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin? Warnings. Do not take sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin if you are allergic to sitagliptin, or metformin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had type 1 diabetes mellitus, or have had increased ketones in the blood or urine, diabetic ketoacidosis, have had severe kidney problems, you have any liver or heart problems including congestive heart failure, or any past or present medical problems, drink excessive alcohol all the time, or short-term binge drinking, are going to get or receive an injection of dye or contrast agent for an X-ray procedure, or if you plan to have surgery. Talk to your doctor about when to stop sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin, and when to start again. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks, and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not take sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin while breastfeeding or if planning to breastfeed. Children and adolescents below 18 years should not use this medicine. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin is not effective in children and adolescents 10 to 17 years of age with type 2 diabetes. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin has not been studied in children younger than 10 years of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin may affect how well other drugs work, and some drugs can affect how well sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin works. Medicines that may cause low blood sugar when used in combination with sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin include sulfonylureas, insulin. A reduction in the amount of the sulfonylurea or insulin may be required. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin. How do I take sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin tablets to take. Take your sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin tablets once a day with a meal, to lower your chance of an upset stomach. Swallow sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin tablets whole with a glass of water. Do not chew, cut, or crush the tablets. Tell your doctor, if you cannot swallow sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin whole, when to take sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin. Take your sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin at about the same time each day. You may see something that looks like the sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin tablet in your stool, bowel movement. If you see tablets in your stool several times, talk to your doctor. Do not stop taking sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin without talking to your doctor. Continue to take sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin as long as your doctor prescribes it, so you can continue to help control your blood sugar. Make sure you keep enough sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin to last over weekends and holidays. If you forget to take sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin, sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin, if you think that you have taken too much sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin, you may feel sick, vomit, have trouble breathing and have stomach pain or diarrhea. These may be the early signs of a serious condition called lactic acidosis. If you experience any of these symptoms, immediately get medical help. What should I know while taking sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin, or tell your doctor if you become ill, become dehydrated, are injured, have a fever, have a serious infection, plan to have surgery. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be at greater risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. During these times, your doctor may temporarily replace sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin with insulin. Low blood sugar or high blood sugar. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of low blood sugar and high blood sugar and know how to treat them. Low blood sugar. Signs of low blood sugar may include weakness, trembling or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated quickly, these symptoms may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits or loss of consciousness. At the first signs of low blood sugar, you need to raise your blood glucose quickly. You can do this by taking one of the following: 5 to 7 jelly beans, 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, half a can of non-diet soft drink, 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. High blood sugar. If you notice any signs of high blood sugar, contact your doctor immediately. The risk of high blood sugar is increased with uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress. Taking less sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin than prescribed. Taking certain other medicines. Too little exercise. Eating more carbohydrates than normal. Your blood sugar may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be at greater risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. During these times, your doctor may temporarily replace sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin with insulin. Stop taking sitagliptin / metformin xr-myelin if you have symptoms of lactic acidosis, such as feeling very weak and tight, unusual, not normal muscle pain, trouble breathing, stomach pain with nausea and vomiting, or diarrhea, feeling cold, especially in your arms and legs, feeling dizzy or lightheaded, a slow or irregular heartbeat, or your medical condition suddenly changes. Diet and exercise can help your body use its blood sugar better. It is important to stay on your doctor's recommended diet, exercise, and weight loss program while taking sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin. Make sure you check your blood sugar levels regularly. Visit your doctor for regular checks of your eyes, feet, kidneys, heart, circulation, blood, and blood pressure. See your doctor once a year for a check on your body's level of vitamin B12. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine or change your dose without checking with your doctor. Do not skip meals while taking sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin. Do not give sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you, driving or taking machines. There is no information to suggest that sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin affects your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Signs of an infection of the breathing passages including runny nose, sore throat, cough, soreness in the back of the nose and throat and discomfort when swallowing, headache, flu-like symptoms, stomach discomfort and vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, muscle aches, or pain in the joints, back, arm, or leg, EUR sense itching, or blisters. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions including rash, hives, and swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat that may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Severe and persistent stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. These may be symptoms of pancreatitis. Pancreatitis can be a serious, potentially life-threatening medical condition. Kidney problems, sometimes requiring dialysis. Low blood sugar with sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin is used in combination with a sulfonylurea medicine, or with insulin. Itching, or blisters, or the breakdown of your skin, erosion. What to do? Stop taking sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What sitagliptin/metformin XR-Myelin contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredients. Sitagliptin 50 or 100 mg and metformin 1000 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calcium phosphate. Crozcam low sodium. Purified talc. Sodium sterile fumarate. Silica, colloidal anhydrous. Late blend LB, 500 and 5016 blue. Hypromalose. Purified water. Film coating. 50 mg/1000 mg. Hypromalose. Hyprolose. Titanium dioxide. Macrogol 400. Iron oxide yellow, carnauba wax, iron oxide red, 100 mg/1000 mg, hypromalose, hyprolose, titanium dioxide, macrogol 400, iron oxide black, carnauba wax, iron oxide yellow. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin looks like. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin 50 mg/1000 mg is a beige-colored, biconvex oval-shaped, film-coated tablet, debossed with 257 on one side and LS on other side. OSTAR 4-4-3-3-9-7. Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin 100 mg/1000 mg is a gray-colored, biconvex oval-shaped, film-coated tablet, debossed with T6 on one side, and plain on other side. OSTAR 4-4-3-3-9-6. Sponsor: Maple Healthcare Pty Ltd. Level 8, 555 Bourke Street, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Australia. Info at maplehealthcare.com.au. Distributor: Sitagliptin/metformin/xarmylin is distributed in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Ltd, trading as Viatris, Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in March 2025.